Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Ray Trimble, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG. AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside your home or business, shirts are going to be tucked in, belts are going to be on, and if we're coming inside, we're going to be wearing our shoe booties. I've got a panel of experts in here this morning. Before I introduce these guys, if you'd like to get a hold of us, there's multiple ways for you to do it. You can reach us on the phone at 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG. You can text us at 95920, or you can go to the Mullen Facebook page and go to our Facebook Live event, and we're streaming live right now as well, and we take questions and comments on there. We got a wrestling dad back here behind the camera, Josh Peek, and he will make sure that I get to that stuff if there's anything we need to interact on. We got Mark, who is running the sound stuff back here behind the window. Hey, Mark. Hey. LA t-shirt and a John Deere toboggan. What do you call those things? Huh?
Beanie.
Beanie. Yeah, the John Deere beanie. Interesting mix there. Without further ado, let me introduce these guys in here. I got Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Services. Just want to point out really quickly, folks, there's 25 pounds less of him than there was some weeks ago.
People start to notice, you know, it makes a difference.
It does make it. You said it motivates you, and I want you motivated. You look good, brother.
I appreciate that. You know, started a personal trainer 12. I've been 12 times.
Yeah.
And he pushes you. Yeah. Which is good, but he makes you do things you didn't think you could do, you know. And, I mean, I grew up in athletics, you know, but didn't for years. I mean,
yeah, been a while.
Yeah, been a while. So he's kind of bringing it back and looking at your strengths and stuff. I'm telling you, feel better.
Yes, you know,
I like it. It's fun though. Now I actually look forward to going. Maybe not when I'm there.
Yeah, you know, I was about to say.
I told him, I go, there's no way some of this stuff we're doing is healthy. I think
you're like, are you really doing this for me, or are you putting this on Instagram?
But shout out to, his name's John Jackson.
That's awesome.
Class act. His mom's Olympic gold medalist.
I mean,
people you know like that. So
not
we're
many.
Actually putting cameras in. We put them in his house, and we're going to put them in his mom's house. And
I go,
there's a stipulation.
Cool.
I'm going to put in the contract. I want a picture of that gold medal.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So she's going to get it out of the safety deposit box so I can.
That's cool. You know, and it's fun. We're talking about this morning because I'm walking in with Skip, and, you know, he's got it. His stride's just a little bit bigger than mine, but I'm out pacing him this morning, and I look over at him, and he's like, this training's killing me.
But when people show up, you know, you like to put a little more step in there.
Yeah.
Hey, you're okay? Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what? You're putting in the work, and the results speak for themselves.
Man,
so congratulations. So what's your topic today for the radio?
Radio, we're going to talk about which megapixels to pick.
Okay.
I mean, there's a range from no megapixel all the way to you want to do 20-something megapixels.
Okay.
Or 30, you know. I don't suggest that. We get a camera. We can zoom in. They did a test for us, and they put it at one end of Union Stadium in the end zone, and they zoomed in on a shirt at the other end of Union Stadium.
Oh, wow.
But you're going to be doing a 30-megapixel camera, which, you know, when the city can afford, you know.
Right.
You know, that's something like government, you know.
Yes.
$80,000 type camera. But for a home and stuff, one megapixel fits perfect for some areas, you know, twos for some areas. But our main is five.
Okay.
That's what I like to do. Is it overkill in like a small hallway? Yes. But outside, it gives you the depth you need. So we're going to talk about that.
All right. That's going to be good stuff. And what about for Facebook Live? What do you got?
We're going to show you a couple tips on how to clean up and install if you're going to do it yourself.
Okay. All right. I love that because we got a lot of DIYers listening. That's awesome. And I got Cody Sievert in with Dynamic Carpet Care. Cody, how you doing, man?
Morning, right? Doing good.
So I know that you're talking about carpet cleaning today.
Yes.
And it was really interesting because off the air, you and I were kind of throwing it around, and you brought up a fact that I hadn't thought about. You know, I said, oh, yeah, summer, spray, everything's going on. Families are getting together. It's Easter weekend. And you're like, yeah, but what about the allergies and all of the pollen and the dust? And I thought, wow, you're right.
Tis the season.
It's a big deal. And you say you guys are staying pretty hooked up right
yes,
now.
Yes, we are. Yeah,
all right.
It's keeping us going.
That's good stuff. I look forward to covering that. And then what did you bring us for Facebook Live today?
We're going to be looking at a shower tool for tile cleaning in the shower. So that'll be interesting.
All right, cool. I could kind of see you in there multitasking.
Yeah.
Showering and then also having
all
that
at the same time.
All in there.
Just get it all at once.
What, ladies? He's taken. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. And got Mr. Donnie Gordon over here, Mullins Remodel Department.
Good morning.
Donnie, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
So today you and I are talking about building decks.
Yes. It is that
time. It really is. And, you know, it's funny. I listen to the phone calls each morning. And, not all of them, obviously, but I kind of listened to a snapshot of phone calls. And it was interesting. The last couple of weeks, I'm hearing folks calling in wanting estimates to build decks. And they usually start the conversation off with the girls of, do you guys build decks? And the answer is resoundingly yes, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's anything we can build you, we can do it.
Okay, so that's going to be good. Today we'll talk about the estimating process, what you like to build them out of, and all that.
Yes.
The cans and can'ts, the do's and don'ts.
Right, and it's the perfect time of year to start building those decks.
All right, I love it. What'd you bring us for Facebook Live today?
Well, if you live in a home and you have doors in that house, you know that you've got dings from that door. So I'm going to show you an easy way to fix it yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, that situation you've got where the handle went through the wall behind
yes.
the door or dented it, and you're right. It's everywhere. Everybody has this struggle.
Yes, because those door stops do wear out. And mm-hmm. So first thing you want to do is definitely get a door stop before you make this repair.
All right. I love it. Very nice. This is going to be good stuff. By the way, I was really impressed with what Donnie brought. I saw him carrying his stuff in this morning, and I'm like, what is that? And he was showing it to me, and I was like, man, that's impressive. I love that. That's going to be good stuff. Okay, so before we go into the break here, I think we got about 3 minutes. I know it's Easter weekend. By the way, everybody out there, from all of us to all of you guys and your families, we hope that you guys have a happy Easter and a blessed weekend, a great day, time with family, hopefully. Skip, what do you got going on for Easter? What are you doing?
Well, I was
– curveball.
When I go to Victory, our church is having a huge production.
Yes.
So I'm doing that. I actually like visiting other churches on Easter.
Yeah, I think that's
kind of get a
cool.
difference. So I'll probably end up going to Church of Battle Creek also.
Okay.
We do a lot of stuff for them, and I like going there also.
So you folks that are listening that go to Battle Creek, the way that you'll recognize Skip is if you see this over 6 foot dude in shorts, that's Skip.
You know, that's one place I never wear shorts.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I grew up in a traditional church. You
oh,
just
yeah.
didn't do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's still, and I don't look down on people. I mean,
yeah.
Peace around. That's fine with me. You. I just, that's one thing I don't do is I don't wear shorts at church.
Okay.
Some days I wish I did because you're in there sweating, you know, and you fanning yourself. But
especially when you have one of them sermons that cut kind of close to getting personal.
Oh, he's talking to you. Like,
yeah.
To the you're sweaty like, guy in the back.
I should have worn a tank top and some shorts today.
And I don't wear a hat.
Okay, really? I wouldn't even recognize you. I'd probably walk right past you and think, who was that giant?
Speaking of, I found like the best haircut place. And for a guy that doesn't have a lot of hair.
Yeah?
And it's got the coolest name. It's called Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Really?
And I mean, her name's Rosa, and she is wonderful.
Rock, Paper,
yes.
Scissors.
You go in there, and I mean, it's a class place.
Dynamite.
I mean, I like it.
Okay.
But you got to love the name, too.
All right, I might try that.
And they have a pool table. So if you're waiting, you go in there and play pool.
Who doesn't want to get their hair cut at a place that has a pool? Everybody, all the guys are like, oh.
But highly recommended. Beards.
Highly recommended. Yes. All right, rock, paper, scissors. That's awesome. Cody, what are you doing for Easter, brother?
I don't have a lot of plans.
Okay.
I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to relax.
Yes.
We don't have a lot of family in town, so it's just going to be me, the wife, and the kids.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
Yep, we're going to just enjoy some quiet time.
All right, you going to turn the phones off?
No.
The phones won't be off.
So.
The phones won't be off. All right.
We'll still be going on the phones.
I think that's awesome, man. Yeah. Good for you. And what about you, Donnie? You guys going to get the banjos out? I pick on Donnie. He's my friend. He's got that beard. I'm always joking with him. What are you doing for Easter, man?
I am going to Mama's house.
Oh, yeah.
So going to go to there. We're going to have the kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews. Going to cook out and just have a good time.
And you told me off the air, you said you're not an egg hider. I asked you, I was like, are you a hider or a seeker? And you said, I help the kids seek the eggs.
That's the fun part.
Yes.
And I'm a big cheater. So.
I love it. And you said that in the eating, that's what it's all about.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I love the food. Especially when I'm not the one that has to prepare it.
All right. I love that. That's good stuff. You know, going into the break, I just want to say, you know, happy Easter to everybody. Missy now be going to Stillwater and hanging out with our boys when they get off work. All right. It's good stuff. Stay with us. We got lots more to cover. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. That was good. That was really good. Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, covering all sorts of topics this morning. We are multitasking today. We're learning some stuff. We just learned some cool stuff from Skip just now on how to utilize a junction box if you're putting a camera on the outside of your house. He was showing how you could grab one of those at the box store, and by having just a couple of simple things like your camera and a drill, you can make your own holes. You can put that connection of those wires inside that weatherproof box. And then he went a direction I didn't see coming, and then mount the camera on the box. And it's perfect, and it's not something I would have thought of, but I got it now.
Totally cleans it up.
Totally.
And what I didn't get to is certain cameras have pre-made a junction box that are round that they're designed for it. So it just looks like an extension of the camera, so you can hide all your wires inside.
Now, I love it. And, you know, that's so practical, and it just really it showcases the experience that you've gained from doing these camera systems and all these different environments. Not a surprise. So when we're picking the camera, you know, your topic for today is the megapixels. And, you know, I bet that is a challenge, because we talk about all the time about not being able to see what we need to see on our security camera, but there's probably a point where it becomes overkill. You know, I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard that the government can read a license plate from space. So on the satellites, I don't know how true that is, but
good luck with that with the Oklahoma tags.
Yeah.
When Oklahoma changed their tags.
Yeah.
Well, first, you remember like 10 years ago when they were white with green letters?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Camera, even those old cameras back then could see it because the green. And then they switched to the faint maroon, which is not a dominant color on cameras, and they were hard to see. They come in a blur. Now, whoever's idea, I shouldn't say that. It wasn't a great idea.
They might be listening,
well,
Skip.
From a camera standpoint, how's this?
Yeah.
It's awful because you've got light blue.
Yes.
You've got
a lot
black.
Of colors going on
it's
that.
It's busy.
Thing. Yeah,
and
it's very busy.
And if you look, I don't have the best eyes in the world, but the car's two places in front of me. I can't even see with my eyes. I mean, it all just kind of goes together.
Right.
So it doesn't stand out. Therefore, if we can't see it, it's hard for the camera to see it, especially at an angle. You know, you're 12, 15 feet in the air. You're overweight to the side. I mean, it's really difficult when they change these tags to get one now.
No, it's a valid point. And because in a lot of instances, that's what you're trying to see as they're pulling away with your flat screen TV. What was the license plate number on the car?
But that's the first question you get from everyone. I want a tag. And I'm honest with them. You know, it's going to take a lot of luck. I mean, it can happen.
Yeah.
And it's going to take the driver going slower at a certain rate. But we put them on drives.
You criminals out there, we need you guys to slow down on the getaway.
We're
just
gonna
so
post
we can get
the policy
a good
for
shot.
This so we can. But it can happen. I mean, it really can. It's just a lot of luck's got to go in your way.
Okay.
And if you have a cheaper system, you're not going to have the frame rate or the processing. It's going to be a blur if they're moving.
Right.
So that's where we always talk about cheap system versus good system. That's another thing. If the car's moving like that in any kind of slant, mm-hmm. I mean, it just looks like a big blur on there.
Big blur. Yeah. So we're looking at the quality. We're trying to solve it at the megapixel level when we're looking at our cameras. What's not enough and what's too much?
What we do as a standard, this is on my house, this is what I do on 90% of the jobs now, you're going to get 5 megapixel.
Okay.
It's going to give you what you need without starting to break the bank by building a bigger system, you know, bigger hard drives in there, the processing, and, you know, really putting the money into it. But we can still keep the price down and still have a system at 5 megapixel. With that, you're going to have your driveway, your depth out to the street, to the mailbox. You're still going to see what's going on. Down the sides of houses and the bigger backyards, you're going to see. But once you go into the house, because the 5 megapixel cameras are about 5 inches round. Sometimes that doesn't look the best if someone wants a living room camera or even on the covered patio or whatever, because
right.
It's a little big. So you kind of want to go down to like a 3-inch camera. Then you're going to go down probably, that's when I usually go to a 2 megapixel, which a lot of people know is 1080.
Okay.
With old TVs and stuff that aren't 4K or 1080s. That's what that is.
Yeah.
You can still go down to a 1 megapixel. Those cameras are getting harder to find. And those are good for hallways, you know, and businesses and things like that where you don't have a lot of depth and you have a smaller area.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to save a little bit of money and it saves room on your hard drive, your space. Because it's not like the old VCRs where, hey, I'm going to record for 48 hours. It's until the hard drive's full. So if you have 5 megapixel cameras, it's going to take a lot more of the hard drive than if you have 1 megapixel camera. So sometimes if you switch it up, you'll get more storage. You know, instead of 2 weeks, you may get 3 weeks out of it. Does that kind of make sense?
Sure, absolutely. So,
but we can always put more hard drives in if you do want more space like that. But I would probably, going forward, stay away from the 1 megapixels.
Okay.
Cap it at 2. I mean, the bottom end. The basement stop at 2.
So the bottom is 2.
Two.
And the top tier is 5.
Well, that's the standard. But you can also now go to 4K. I stay away from 4K just because it takes up so much room and space, and the frame rate's still kind of low on them, but they are clear. I mean, you can read a shirt across
the room. Whatever you do capture, you're
going to
see it. 4K
is nice. So, but with our systems, you can actually put 5 megapixels, and you can throw a 4K on it if you want to do the driveway,
mm-hmm.
and you can do a 1 megapixel over on the side. 4K is equal to 8 megapixel, by the way, so it boosts it up. But if some people, like a business, or like we talked about, if you want to zoom across Union Football Stadium, you can go with whatever size you want.
Yeah.
The cameras are out there. It's just you've got to
not only buy that. How crazy do you want to get with it, right?
You don't just have to buy the expensive camera. Now you got to buy the expensive hard drive and processing and DVR that's going to, you know, process it all.
Right.
So, but there are 4K cameras. I don't have them in my house. I think I'm very happy with the 5 megapixel.
Okay.
I think that's what's the best bang for the buck is right there, because you can still keep the price down and you still have a quality system.
Right.
And people, if they need a demo, holler. I can send them a link, whatever. Just the 5 megapixel is the way to go, in my opinion.
It's the way to go. You know, it's interesting. I'm sitting here listening to you this morning. I know we're about 30 seconds out, but I got woke up the other morning, and my phone goes off, and it's like, there's motion in your backyard. And I'm like, what? I mean, that never happens, you know. And so I grabbed my phone. It was a hummingbird just flying around on my back patio checking my camera out.
Real quick, they had the races last night. We talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to Levi Solon's racing team.
Yeah.
We got to go out to Muskogee Speedway. There's pictures on our Facebook page of we have a logo on his car, but I got to go in the back. And
I got to see the picture. It looks pretty
neat,
cool,
isn't it? I got some good videos of going around the track and stuff. And he let me go in the pits and stuff. And I go, hey, can I sit in your car? He goes, yeah. Look in there, and I can't fit in that car. That's another 25 pounds.
Ah, that's good stuff.
But congratulations, Levi.
Yeah, thanks, Skip. We got lots more to cover. Stay with us. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Donnie, that was awesome. Good job, man. Stay with us. We got more to cover. Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. AM 740 and FM 102.3. How appropriately is money for nothing? I'm still trying to figure that out. I think we all are, aren't we? welcome back to the show. Happy Easter weekend. I'm Ray Trumbull with Molly. Got my buddies in here. I got Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Services. I've got Cody Sievert in with Dynamic Carpet Care. And I've got Donnie Gordon in with Mullen Remodeling. You know,
We got Cody in here. Cody, just a side item really quick. You're talking about cleaning the tile in the shower, and you have a special tool hat that you brought with you for the Facebook Live, which we'll be doing next. And then, you know, we're talking about cleaning the carpets, and I always get cracked up at that one insurance commercial. I don't know if you've seen it where they're like, that's not right. And then they're like, you know, I'll tell you what's not right. It's carpets and showers. Have you seen it?
No, I've not seen it.
They got this weird guy like rubbing up against this wet carpet. I don't know. It's taking both of your topics and put it together in one.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, it's a good deal. So, you know, we were talking off the air about this, and you brought up something, and I thought, man, I haven't really put the two together, but it's because I'm not in your industry. But you're right. You know, for the longest time, we've all been going out to go to work or do whatever, and your car is covered with that pollen. It's all over the car. It's on the ground. It's in the air. It's in your carpet.
It is in the carpet now. Yes.
Yes.
So we're starting to move out of that stage now, thankfully. We can all, you know, get cleared up now. But that stuff is still in the house. So, you know, outside it blows away. But inside,
it's trapped. Yes.
It's stuck in the carpet. It's stuck in the furniture and the upholstery. So, you know, that's a big deal. If you suffer from allergies, right now is a good time to get that stuff cleaned up and, you know, removed from your carpet.
Yeah. And, you know, we were kind of, you and Donnie and I, we were all kind of joking around off the air that unless you've ever remodeled a home where you've had to go in and rip out the carpet, and rip out the padding, that's when you get a true appreciation for what that carpet can hold, because there is a fine dust that consists of everything that's ever gotten into your carpet underneath that padding, and it is everywhere. And when you're running and playing and your dog's in there, you're stirring that all back up again.
And it's coming up through there. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy what is in carpet. You've seen it before, but there's a trap inside our tank where everything that comes out of the carpet gets stuck in that little, it's a hair basket is what it's called.
And
it is amazing what you find in people's carpet.
You know, my big challenge for folks is to have Cody and his guys clean your house and then open up the old hair basket and let you take a peek.
See what's in that tank.
Don't do it if you have a weak stomach at all. So anyway.
Yeah, no,
it's pretty rough stuff.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But it is the season. We're running a special right now trying to make it available to customers. It's $99 for three rooms and a hallway of carpet cleaning, and it's the time to do it. You know, a lot of projects going on outside. I think we were talking a little bit about, you know, everybody's, you know, getting into the mulching, the flower beds now, the weather's nice, and that stuff's getting tracked in too. And when those projects are completed, get in there and get that carpet cleaned, you know, for your health's sake, if nothing else. So we suggest, you know, cleaning your carpet about once a year.
Mm-hmm.
If you have pets or suffer from allergies, you know, more often than that, two to three times a year is good. But keep that carpet clean. It's amazing how much better you'll feel if you keep that carpet clean.
Yeah, you know, and a couple of things that you and I have talked about before. The first thing that's very interesting, that's little known knowledge, really, is that for those of you out there that have new carpet in your home, it's in the warranty that you have to have that carpet commercially cleaned. I was thinking that it was every year. Cody kindly corrected me and said it's about
every
18 months at least.
18 months is most common.
Yes.
You got to have it cleaned by a certified company, and it has to be hot water extraction, or otherwise known as steam cleaning, which is, you know, what we do. But you have to have that hot water extraction because it's pulling all that stuff up out of there.
Yeah, you know, and you have to save the receipts.
You do.
So that if you have an issue with your carpet, say it was guaranteed to stay looking new for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
And it starts losing its sheen and it's not looking right or it's not holding its color, one of the very first things the manufacturer is going to ask you for is proof that you've been properly maintaining it, which is having a certified carpet cleaning company come out and do that hot water extraction at least every 18 months.
Yep, and we do a lot of work for Shawl and Mohawk and Stainmaster.
Uh-huh.
And if somebody gets a stain on their carpet, the first thing that Stainmaster's asking them for is those receipts showing the dates. Have you kept up on that carpet cleaning? Because if you haven't, you know, carpet carpet is like anything else. It takes maintenance.
Yes.
And we often don't think about it until there's a problem. But if we would keep up on it, you know, we'd stay away from those problems.
Yeah. So. No, it's a great point, which kind of walks me into the last thing that I want to say, which is you guys have the jingle, you know. It got the carpet wet, but it didn't get it clean. And, you know, the reality is that you go rent this thing from the box store. You have to go pick it up. You got to buy all the soaps and everything that go with it. I've used it when I was younger. And the time and the energy and the money that goes into this, basically what ends up happening is you get all these chemicals and these soaps in your carpet, but it's not powerful enough to get it back out. And so really you just end up compounding the situation. And then you guys have this spring special going, $99 for three bedrooms and a hallway at Dynamic Carpet Care. You're telling me you can do better than $99 going and getting the machine? No way. And when they get there, before you have Cody showcase the hair basket for you, take a look at the machine that's mounted in the van, the equipment that they use. There's just, it's impossible to compete with. I mean, the suction that's involved, whatever goes in and whatever is treated onto that carpet is most powerfully removed, along with all that other stuff that we're collecting in our carpet, right?
Absolutely.
Cody's looking at me like, you could come work for us.
Yeah, come on.
And you know, I love it because he's the only one that thinks the hair basket's amazing. But I'm telling you, I've seen in there, and it will activate your gag reflex.
It's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross. And do you just keep filling that thing up till it gets full, or do you come in empty?
We try to empty it after every job to maximize the vacuum power.
Dude, that would be the worst, is that you go out there and you look in this thing and you're like, yes, all of this came out of your carpet. I was kind of hoping that maybe I could blame it on the neighbor or the previous customer of the day, but no, you come
the
in with it
empty.
The bad
ones are when you have to empty it halfway through the job. And there are some of those.
Oh, gosh. Do new guys kind of get choked up when they do that for the first
time? Yeah. You got to get used to the smell. It's one of those things.
It's one of those things.
After you work there for about 6 months, you get used to the smell and it doesn't bother you anymore. But before that, you notice it.
Wow. I love it. You guys are the greatest. We use you commercially and personally. You know, Dynamic Carpet Care. You guys make yourselves available 24 hours a day,
yes,
right,
we do.
Cody?
Yes, we do.
All right. So if folks want to get a hold of you guys, how do they do it?
Give us a call at 918-279-1847 or look us up online at dynamiccarpetcarellc.com.
All right. Sweet. Hey, we've got lots more to cover. Can we go into the break? Mark says, if you want to, you can do it. All right, Lynn, let's go. What a great segment. We've got lots more. Stay with us. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740, FM 102.3. We're covering all sorts of stuff today. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen. I got Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Services. I've got Cody Sievert in with Dynamic Carpet Care. The brother is riding the wave today. I mean, he just kind of jumped in there, squeezed that in really quick, showed us a tile cleaning tool, which is really cool, because the one thing we didn't get time to point out that I know that you and I were going to talk about is that the jets inside of it have got this high-powered pressure. It's like a pressure washer.
Yes.
And it's spinning underneath there, and it's spraying the hot water, and then that big hose that's going to it is removing it.
Yes, removing all that water and soap and
debris
whatever's in there.
Debris and whatever, soap scum and all that kind of stuff. No, it's crazy. You know, we all know, no matter what industry you're in, you could be administrative, you could be a plumber, an electrician, carpet cleaner, you could be a camera, you know, and security install guy. It doesn't matter. But if you don't have the right tools, it's so difficult to get the job done right. You know, this last segment, guys, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Platinum Air Package that we have going at Mullen. We got a big surge going on right now, which is exciting. People have done that thing like Cody was saying they do on the carpet cleaning. They've waited. Now the heat's coming in, and now all of a sudden it's fresh on your mind. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to tie this into it. Now, Donnie, have you had your you hadn't been in your house long enough to have the ducts cleaned yet, have you?
No, have not.
But are you on the Platinum Air package?
Next question.
Next question. Because your system's brand new.
Right.
But you'll when your warranty goes up, will you go on that?
Absolutely.
You're going on that. Skip, what about you? Have you had your ducts cleaned?
No, but it's actually on my list.
It's on your list.
Because we also have a room that gets a little bit warmer.
Yes.
And so I want to have y'all come out and kind of test and see what's going on.
Okay, bring the flow hood out and see if we can rebalance the system. What about you, Cody?
No.
Okay, so this is the only reason I'm bringing this up is because Cody's right. And here's the thing, the relationship between the two systems. And we had somebody on Facebook Live asking about filters. You know, what quality of filter should I use? You know, they're worried about that. Here's what's happening. You're not getting the carpet cleaned on a regular basis, maybe. And you've got kids, you got grandkids, you got pets. And every time they're running across that carpet, we're stirring up the dust. And then the pollen and everything else that the carpet is holding. That's why, you know, you think to yourself, you know, I dusted these shelves a week ago. How are they so dusty again? And immediately you think, is it coming in when the door opens? Is it getting through the windows? The answer is more than likely no. It's in the carpet and it keeps getting stirred up. And then guess what happens when you stir it up? Your HVAC system is running and it's drawing air in the return air grills so that it can cool the air and distribute it back out throughout the whole house. So if you've got this dust and pollen and everything else stirred up in the air, it's getting sucked into the HVAC system. And not everybody has the pleated filters. So some of this gets caught at the filter. Some of it makes it into the ductwork. And the rest of it collects on what we call the A coil or the evaporative coil, which is in a place where you could never see it. It's enclosed inside your system. And it's got these fine fins on it, and everything collects. And a lot of times when we go in to check these, when they're having problems with their line freezing, they've got poor airflow, or the system's not running efficiently, we drill a little hole and put a camera in there, and there's the equivalent of a doormat on the front of this coil. And so we have to go in and completely remove it. Well, if you're on the Platinum Air system, not only do we take care of everything, and by everything, I literally mean we take ownership of the system. When you're on the Platinum Air program, we're going to check it twice a year. You call us and tell us when you want us to come. We're just going to come out, make sure you're ready for the heat of summer or the cool of winter. You just let us know. But maybe you have a problem in between. Now, I hear a lot of these companies say, hey, if the system has a problem, we'll refund the check that we came out and did. But they're going to charge you for the repair. But not on the Platinum Air program. You pay one monthly fee, $45 a month. We take care of all of it. Maybe it's Easter and you got all your family over. Everybody in here is having a cookout, chilling with their family, which is awesome. And, of course, that's the one time that the system's not cooling like it's supposed to. And now you've got to make an OT call, and you're going to get charged for them having to send guys out on a holiday and on a weekend. If you're a Platinum Air customer, doesn't matter. You're a Platinum customer at Mullen, we're going to send a technician out. We're going to come and fix that system for you and get you back up and running. And guess what? They may total up the charges at the bottom, but they're going to zero it out. Because you're a Platinum customer, it's covered. If we run into something that we cannot repair, we replace it. So if a compressor goes out, evaporative coil gets a leak in it, we're going to try to fix them first, of course. But if we can't fix them, then it's going to get replaced. And we're going to get on down the road. It's an opportunity for us to put our best foot forward. How does all this tie into the carpet and the dust and the pollen and the HVAC system? Well, every 2 years, you're qualified for a free air duct cleaning. So if you have one system, two systems, three systems, doesn't matter. If you're on our program, we send our crew out. You call us and let us know, hey, you know, maybe Josh is going to give me a shout. And he's like, hey, I think it's time to get my air ducts cleaned. He calls up and Mullen, we pull up his records and we're like, you're right, Josh. When would you like us to come out? We're going to send our crew out there and come clean your air ducts for free. And a lot like Cody's hair basket, we also have a trap inside of our air duct cleaning unit. And let me tell you, That stuff is rough, and you just can't even believe that it's coming out of your air ducts, but it is. It's so important. Indoor air quality is such an issue, and so few of us pay any attention to it. For those of you that have more than one system, it's just $20 a month more. So $45 for the initial system, $20 a month for each additional system. And to qualify, you got to do two things. You got to have a system, and it needs to be working when we come to see it. That's all you need. Doesn't matter about brand. Doesn't matter about age. If you want to find out more about it, you can give us a call. We make ourselves available at Mullen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just give us a ring at 918-258-6636. You can check us out on Facebook or on the web at MullenInc.com. How'd I do, Mark? He says, I did it great. It's been a great show. We've enjoyed the company. We hope everybody has a happy Easter, and then we can all go back to work Monday. We'll be here again next Saturday, 8 a.m. See you there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.